Hello and welcome to Buzzing About Books with Michelle Beasley. I'm Michelle Beasley, a writer for She Society, and this week I'm going to be telling you about some of the books that I've been reading in the early part of the year. Now, the first one that was very different for me was A Very Nice Girl by Imogen Crimp. So she wrote this story about a young girl who is training to be an opera singer. And I loved going into the world of opera, but it's about her relationship with an older man and the feelings. And it reminds you of when you were young and first falling in love, all of the insecurities you have and will he or won't he call again, all that sort of thing. So it was very well written. It's a debut from her and was in a huge bidding war. It's in the style of, say, people like Sally Rooney. So that sort of, without lots of punctuation, which I know can annoy some people, but it doesn't really bother me. I've read a few of them now, so my eye has got used to that. And it's a very modern and crisp take on a book. So if you're looking for something a little different and a new read, A Very Nice Girl from Imogen Crimp. Also, I've read a couple of Sarah Bailey's. I read Where the Dead Go, which reminded me how much I like her work. So, of course, then I had to go and buy her recent one, The Housemate, and that was even better. It's a really, really good thriller, and it tells the story of three housemates, three women, and one night one of them is murdered. So a Melbourne-based journalist, Olive Groves, she worked on this story when she was a junior reporter. Now, fast forward, time has passed, one of the women's been in jail, she was charged with murder, and another had gone missing. So they think they found the missing girl. She teams up with a young podcaster called Cooper, and yeah, they go off finding out revelations about the death of the first housemate. Ollie has to confront past traumas and some of her insecurities rise to the surface again. So it's a twisty turning thriller and I really loved it. Probably the best thriller I've read this year. So that's The Housemate by Sarah Bailey. Another one that's been getting a big rap is The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. Now that's being made into a mini series, so I thought I'd better read it before that comes out. And it's one of Reese Witherspoon's book club choices, so they're usually pretty good. So Laura Dave, she writes about a mother and daughter, and it says, before Owen Michaels disappears, he manages to smuggle a note to his new wife, Hannah. Protect her. Hannah knows exactly who Owen needs her to protect, his 16-year-old daughter, Bailey, who lost her mother tragically as a child. And she doesn't really want much to do with her stepmother, but of course she's the only person that can be trusted to look out for her. So they try and investigate on their own. They go to Texas, which was really interesting for me, and also trying to find out why he's disappeared and if some of the things people are saying about him are true or not. It was good, but yeah, I have read better. It's a good, well-written thriller and I think it will make a really good series. So that's another one if you're into your thrillers, The Last Thing He Told Me. A new one for me, I went back to my romance roots for a little bit and I bought the book Beach Read by Emily Henry, and I think I'll go and get some more of hers now. She's a beautiful writer, and it was actually more serious than I had expected, and it was about the romance between two writers, January and Gus. They knew each other in college, and when some traumas strike in January's life, she heads off to a beach house, but I think it's really a lake house type thing, and next door, who should live next door but Gus. Now he's a serious literary type and she's a romance writer. So the banter back and forth is quite funny and they both have things in their lives that make them a little bit different, but they can help to heal each other together. So, and they write together, have a few adventures and yeah, I really found it a very well-written romance, and it inspired me to get back cracking on my own romance. So that was Beach Read. Now, probably my favourite book that I read early in the year is The Paper Palace by Miranda Cowley Heller. Now, she's been on everyone's lips. It's quite a confronting read, but it was just such beautiful writing. Made me want to just put down the pen and stop, because I could never, ever reach the heights that she has. So it's on a perfect August morning. Elle Bishop heads out for an early swim in the fresh water pond below the Paper Palace, her family's gently decaying summer camp in Cape Cod. Breaking the surface of the freezing water, she remembers the sudden passionate encounter she had the night before up against the wall outside the house while her husband and mother chatted to the dinner guests inside. So begins a story that unfolds over 24 hours and across 50 years. Decades of family secrets and one unspeakable childhood incident will force Elle to decide between her much-loved husband and the life she imagined with her first love, if tragedy hadn't changed the course of their lives. So it was a very good character study, and the setting was just wonderful. The setting kind of reminded me a little bit of Where the Crawdads Sing, in that, you know, her eye to nature, you can tell that she absolutely loves it and loves the place that she's writing about. So it's a really, you can feel the summer heat in the book and the swimming. They all love to swim, and yeah, the love in the air. So I think that's would suit most people. It can be confronting, but it was very well written, The Paper Palace. Now also, Where the Crawdads Sing is being made into a movie. So that's out here in Australia in July. And that's a Reese Witherspoon production with some wonderful actors. So I can't wait to see that one. So if you haven't read that, it's just been voted number one on the Better Reading, or no, Dimmick's list, I think, on the Dimmick's Top 101. So I read it in 2019. It was my book of 2019. So yeah, try and get to read it before the movie comes out. I think the movie will be visually amazing. And of course, who can go past a new Marion Keyes? So I got the Again Rachel, which brings us back to one of our favourite characters from Marion, from Rachel's Holiday. And it tells about the time in the 90s when she was a mess, but since then she's got her life together and become a counsellor to other people in recovery. So that part of it is really good. And I know Marion's in recovery herself. She's talked about this before, so she knows what she's talking about. And it's about her love life, old loves reappearing, and her family. You've met her family in all of the books, all of the Walsh family, so it's great to contact them again. And I was reading it while I was also watching the new Sex and the City, so I kind of felt a little bit nostalgic meeting back with some of my favourite characters again. So yeah, if you haven't read it, I think most people who love Marion have got this one now, but she's just an extraordinary writer, and it fills your heart with joy and emotion reading a Marion book. So Again, Rachel is another that I would recommend. Now, my most recent read was from my friend Monique Mulligan. Although we've never met in person, Monique edited my Romance in Destination Romance and was the kindest, loveliest editor. It was the greatest experience of having a piece of work edited that I've ever had. And I think I was truly spoiled to have such a kind person look at my work. So I read her first book last year, and this is her second, and it's gone in a different direction. The book is called Wildflower, and it tells the story from the eyes of 11-year-old Jane Kelly and the Kelly family. So there's Jane, her older sister Sal, and her brother Jim, and she also has a loving mum and dad. But Jane's being bullied at school, and she feels like she doesn't have a friend in the world. So she gets very excited one day when a new family moves in next door, and it's beautiful single mum Rose and her daughter Acacia, who just happens to be exactly the same age as Jane. Now, it's set in the late 70s, early 80s, so all the things I grew up with, Sunny Boys, Slip and Sides, all the different foods that, you know, where you slap the sausage on the white bread with a bit of sauce. I know we still like that at Bunnings, but lots of nostalgic memories. And it's an era that I haven't read too much of before, and it was a very comforting one for me. But the subject matter is bullying and domestic violence, and Monique writes in a really sensitive way about these difficult topics. So Acacia and Jane spend an idyllic summer playing together, riding their bikes, getting to know all about each other. But there's always something in the background. Acacia never invites her to her house. And suddenly Jane and her mum start to see that her boyfriend Daryl is being violent towards her, and it's becoming ever more violent and increasing. So things happen over the summer. All the neighbours begin to know, and yes, lots of things happen. It also fast forwards to present day and shows where the girls are now. So that was a really good twist. And I certainly didn't see the ending when it was coming. So Monique's written a beautiful book filled with tenderness and emotion. And I think most women would enjoy this one. Women supporting women is what we're all about at She Society. So it's an important book. And yeah, bravo to Monique for tackling such a tricky topic. So that was a beautiful read, and I whizzed through that one. I got to know the characters very well and care about them. So I wanted to see what would happen at the end. The other two books I've been reading are Lisa Jewell's Invisible Girl, and yes, I said Sarah Bailey's Where the Dead Go. Lisa Jewell's a new one for me, and I really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed going to London for a change. I read lots of Aussie writers, which are great, but with Lisa, it was really nice. It was sort of like one of the British procedurals that we've been watching on telly, some of those series. So I think it would make a great series, Invisible Girl, if you're looking for a good British read and from a great British writer. And the very last one, my husband is reading it now, one of my favourites, Chris Hammer, Treasure and Dirt. I thought Scrublands, that he couldn't beat that. That was my very favourite. But now he's come out with Treasure and Dirt. And I thought, oh, you know, concentrating on the detective Ivan, he was a little bit of a non-character in Scrublands, a little bit hard to read, but I really loved it. I loved the setting, which is in a mining town. He really writes that hot, sweaty, you know, middle of Australia really, really well. I can feel the heat crackling off the tin roofs. And yeah, just twists and turns, and you learn stuff. And yeah, so a really, really good thriller from one of Australia's best writers, Chris Hammer. So that's what I've been reading. I hope you've been reading some good ones too. A lot of my friends have been talking about, again, Rachel and the Paper Palace. We've been discussing those. So I'm also looking forward to getting the new Beth O'Leary. I might try and get that for over Easter. And a friend gave me Ken Follett's Pillars of the Earth. It's her favourite book, and I wasn't too sure. Book about a cathedral. Since then, I've read that it's lots of people's favourite book, and I'm really getting into that one. So that'll be my next read. It's sometimes good to just go back to some of the older books that people recommend. So yeah, thank you to my friend Donna, who is an artist. We're always discussing books. So until next time, I hope you do lots of lovely reading over the school holidays and Easter holidays. And bye for now. Stay sparkly, everybody.